In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, there's only a couple of days more until Lent starts. And today we continue our Triduum to the Holy Face of Jesus, the Feast of the Holy Face being tomorrow, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. And today's several saints whom we commemorate together, namely the seven holy founders of the Servite Order, they remind us today that we must keep not only following Jesus on his road to Calvary, but also Mary, his blessed and most dear mother. These seven saints who founded this religious order called the Servites, they were all young men who lived in Florence, Italy, and they had all very great devotion to Our Blessed Lady, and they had all joined to a confraternity which was made in honor of the Blessed Virgin. And on one feast of the Assumption, while these seven young men were all deep in prayer, Mary herself appeared to them and inspired them to leave the world and live alone with God. After several years of living all by themselves, these seven men went to the bishop and asked the bishop to give them a specific rule to follow in religious life. The bishop told them that the matter was very serious and it needed lots and lots of prayer. The seven young men then went back to pray and asked Our Lady to let them know what they should do. And again, Mary appeared to them, and she was carrying a black habit. At her side was an angel which bore a scroll with the words, "Servants of Mary," written on it. In this vision, Mary said that she had chosen these seven men to be her servants and to wear the black habit. These seven wonderful men therefore helped each other to love and serve God better, and together they became great saints. Many other young men came to join them, these founders, who together were known as Servants of Mary or Servites. Dear children, when we are now on the final days of preparing for Lent, we must bear in mind that the Holy Face of Jesus, it is something which is very sad to watch. And when the Lent starts, we should also think about our own life and ask, are we ready to follow Jesus on Calvary wherever he goes, and no matter how much people might mock us or even persecute us for that? That we fortunately have our Blessed Mother in our side. She never wavered, she never hesitated when it was a question of going everywhere where her dear son Jesus was. Mary has inspired countless and countless of generation and numerous Catholics to dedicate their lives to follow her son or whatever it might take. Therefore, our Blessed Mother Mary is a true example for us what a Christian is, somebody who often prays and whatever he does, asks God's blessing for his doings, and he prays also that he might at all cost avoid sin, which is such a terrible thing in God's eyes. When we remember that we also are followers of Jesus and that we are followers of Mary, who always stayed close to her son, even on the road to Calvary, then God will bless us greatly, and he remembers us both in the days of joy and in the days of sorrow, and he will also remember us on our last day, when the sorrow will be no more, and a blessed paradise, blessed happiness, and reward is reserved to all. to God's saints together with Jesus and Mary. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.